我们仍然打开哥林多后书第二章。我希望每一位弟兄姊妹的手中都有那个节目章，因为很仔细的，五雷给我打了比较仔细，所以你看节目章就知道今天的信息。可能来不及，你们也是从里面和圣经的里面也可以得到帮助。
Let's turn again to the 2 Corinthians. And also I want everyone to have our schedule at hand because there's a detailed outline there.
我们仍然从哥林多后书第二章，我们就从十二节看到末了。
Chapter 2 from verse 2 to 17.
我们再仔细的来读。
12 to 17。
我读一节，五雷弟兄英文读一节。哥林多后书第二章十二节，我从前为基督的福音到了特罗亚，主也给我开了门。
Now when I went to Troas to preach the gospel of Christ and found that the Lord had opened a door for me.
那是因为没有遇见宣弟提多，我心里不安，便辞别那里的人，往马其顿去了。
I still had no peace of mind because I did not find my brother Titus there. So I said goodbye to them and went down to Macedonia.
十四节，感谢神，常率领我们在基督里夸胜，并借着我们在各处显扬那因认识基督而有的香气。
But thanks be to God, who always led us into triumphant procession in Christ, and through us spread everywhere the fragrance of the knowledge of Him.
因为我们在神面前，无论在得救的人身上或灭亡的人身上，都有基督馨香之气。
For we are to God the aroma of Christ among those who are being saved and those who are perishing.
在这等人就做了死的香气叫他死，在那等人就做了活的香气叫他活，这是谁能担得起呢？
To the one we are the smell of death, to the other the fragrance of life, and who is equal to such a task?
我们不像那许多人为利混乱神的道，乃是由于诚实，由于神在神面前凭着基督讲道。
And like so many, we do not peddle the word of God for profit. On the contrary, in Christ, we speak before God with sincerity, like men sent from God.
今年的信主日崇拜的主题就是用哥林多后书。
Our theme of the year is from 2 Corinthians.
感谢神，我有这样的权利能够继续的在哥林多后书的里面有四次的信息。
Thank the Lord, I will have four messages on the 2 Corinthians.
但是我都是在头两章。
But I will focus on the first two chapters.
那是在这两章的圣经的里面，那是说到保罗他侍奉神那个心悦知识的他的心理的态度。
And Paul speaks of his attitude as a servant for the New Testament.
我们已经讲过保罗他有清洁的良心。
And we have mentioned that Paul has a clear conscience.
特别在提摩太前书第三章第九节，保罗告诉提摩太怎样的吩咐做执事的人，如何的要守住他们要存清洁的良心，要固守正道的奥秘。
Especially it's mentioned in the 1 Timothy chapter 3 verse 9, and they must keep hold of the deep truths of the faith with a clear conscience.
以后他对自己做见证说，我感谢神，就是我要借许祖先用清洁的良心所侍奉的神，祷告的时候不住的纪念你。
And then he testified himself, I thank God, whom I serve, as my forefather did, with a clear conscience, And but, as night and day, I constantly remember you in my prayers.
保罗在劝导弟兄姊妹, 特别就知识要侍奉神的, 必须要有清洁的良心。
And here, Paul's encouragement is, for us who serve the Lord, they must have a clear conscience.
但是他的手指不是指着别人, 也是指着自己说, 他也具备了一个清洁的良心来侍奉,
But his finger is not just pointing to others. He testified himself. He pointed to himself that I possess a clear conscience to serve the Lord. And this is the first time I mentioned Paul's attitude of service. And
the
second time I mentioned that Paul has a merciful heart.
也可以说他有怜悯的爱心,
or he has a merciful love.
在这一次我就讲到两个重点,
and there's two focus here.
一个就是要宽容,
and the first is to forgive, forbearance.
宽容要得知哪一个各位的宠爱他们, 如同父亲母亲一样,
and love others like, for instance, like father loves their children.
第二个字就是赦免,
and the second is forgiveness.
在赦免人, 好像无法赦免他的时候, 要显出坚定不移的爱心。
Forgiveness seems unforgivable, and show them the unchangeable love to them.
感谢神, 他特别在提摩太前书第一章第五节的里面, 就说了这样的话。
And thanks the Lord, especially in 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 5, it has mentioned.
他说命令的总归,或者是命令的目的,就是基督。
And in verse 5, it says that the goal of this command is love.
我们常常说命令的总结就是爱。
And we say all commands conclude as love.
所以下面他就说这个爱是请
And then he said that this love comes from a pure heart and a good conscience and a sincere faith.
弟兄姊妹,我们的爱是从哪里来的?
Brothers and sisters, where is our love from?
我们的爱乃是一个根源,这个根源是因着我们相信耶稣基督叫我们能够得着他的爱。
And our love is from our origin. The origin is that our faith to God, that He sent His Son to save us.
但是我们就必须在这一节圣经的里面看到有三句话。
We need to see three sentences in this verse.
一句话就是有清洁的心。
First is the pure heart.
第二句话就无愧的良心。
And a good conscience.
第三句话有无畏的信心,
and certainly a sincere faith.
我们真正的爱乃是从这三个条件里出来的。
True love is from the three conditions.
这是第二次。
This is my second message.
那今天感谢神, 弟兄姊妹, 仍然宽容我, 能够有再继续的讲第三段。
And thank the Lord for brother and sister bear me with the third message.
那就是 夸胜的信心,
this is a conquering faith.
在夸胜的信心的里面, 在节目单的里面, 我就简单的分成三段。
There are three paragraphs mentioned in the outline.
我想我没有时间去仔细的去解释每一个句, 每一个字。
I don't have time to cover them all in details.
但是我就从里面, 按照神灵的感动, 我就提了这个三点。
But I mentioned these three points according moved by the Spirit.
第一个就是都在圣经的里面, 说在基督里夸胜。
The first is the triumph procession of in Christ.
第二个就是都有基督的香气。
The second is having the aroma of Christ.
第三个乃是在神的面前凭基督讲道。
And the third, to speak before God in Christ.
我想就是每一个基督徒都需要知道的。
I believe that every Christian should know this.
也是特别的要侍奉神,
不管你做什么执事或者做传道人，必须要有这样的信心。
And everyone who serves the Lord, no matter what kind of ministry you have, you must know.
我想保罗讲解一段的圣经的里面。
When Paul speaks these,
我想是保罗是真实的看见了神所给他的意象。
Paul truly sees the vision from God.
有很多解经家，很多的就说这是保罗引用罗马当时那个君王元帅得胜的时候。凯旋回归的时候的情况。
Some who know the Bible, they often explain these verses as Paul quotes the situation where that when the Roman emperor or general they had a victory when they come back. There's such a situation.
我开始也是这样的想。
Before I thought saying so.
当我昨天下午就开始再一次的预备我的信息的时候。
But when I prepare this message again, yesterday afternoon,
因为我现在的眼睛不大灵活,
because my eyes are not so flexible,
所以我就再抄写一遍,
I have to write it down.
所以前一次我说到我常常用这个小卡片,
I oftentimes am using this small index card.
我今天早上也是借着这个小卡片来帮助我。
And this morning I used small cards to help me.
但是在这里我要做一个见证。
But I want to testify here.
我闭后以后这个手就发抖。
After I have all these sickness and my hands
are shaking. 其实我的手很早就开始发抖。
And many years ago my hands start shaking.
他们医生开刀的医生说手发抖就要停下来，要退休了。
And the surgeon who had an operation to me said that if your hands are shaking, that means it's time to retire.
我想我做一个传道人，手发抖了，写字也不灵了。
And as a servant of God, that my hands are shaking and I cannot write very well.
所以我写每一个字，我必须要左手来帮助我，帮助右手来写每一个字。
So when I actually write these words, my left hand has to help my right hand to write.
当我写每一个字的时候，我就更能够清楚的来了解神每一句的话，每一个字的意思。
For every character that I write, I can understand the meaning from God even better.
也帮助我的记忆。
And it helps my memory.
我更是想到，我现在右手不灵，发抖，左手来帮助我。
Every time I thought about this, that my right hand is not capable, but my left hand is helping.
我们常常的，我们的俗语说，手足相亲，手足相助。
We often had the saying that the brothers helping each other.
我现在是手手相助。
And in my situation, similar, it's my hands helping each other.
我觉得左手跟右手是最亲的在一起。
I believe that the my left hand and right hand they're most dear to each other.
我是一个非常独立的一个丈夫。
I'm a very independent husband.
我现在慢慢就想到我软弱的时候我需要太太的帮助。
And now I started to realize that when I'm weak, I need help from my wife.
一个家庭的当中好像是两只手一样。
And just like in a family, you have two hands too.
不单是手足的关系,
not just the relationship like hands and foot,
手手的关系,
and also like hands to hands.
这是何等的美好,
how beautiful it is.
神借着这样的我身上的问题来帮助我更能够了解夫妻的恩爱是何等的宝贵。
And so these situations in my body that God helped me to understand how precious is a good relationship between husband and wife. And we all have our
我们每一个人都有遇见会遇见的难处。
We all will have all kinds of situations, difficulties.
在哪一个时候，我们就想到要感谢神、赞美神，给我们每一个人有一个家庭。
At that time, it reminds us to give thanks to the Lord that He give each one of us a family.
家庭的和睦是何等的恩，何等的美好。
And how beautiful is the harmony of a family.
不像这样的，在教会当中也是一样的。
Same with the church.
我们彼此的和睦，这是何等的善， 何等的美。
And the peace and harmony, how beautiful, how good it is.
啊，我顺便就提了一下，但是感谢神，保罗在这里，他就给我们一个美好的榜样。
Thank the Lord, that Paul gave us a good example.
这个跨胜的信心不是单是保罗的境遇。
And this is conquering faith. This is not just Paul's experience.
我们读到十二节、十三节的时候，我们就看到保罗是遇见了很大的一个难处。
And if we read verse 12 and 13, that we know that Paul had a great difficulty.
在难处的里面，他心里也不安。
And in such a difficulty, he has some trouble in his heart.
弟兄姊妹，不要想到一个牧师他是万能的。
Don't think that a pastor, he has all the power.
也不要想到一个传道人他无忧无虑。
And don't think that they never have any worries.
保罗非常的诚实说，他没有看见提多的时候，心里就不安。
And that actually when Paul didn't see Titus, he has no peace.
虽然在车罗亚的时候有许多的成就。
And even though there's such a success in Troas.
福音的门为他开起来。
And the door of gospel has been opened for him.
但是为着了哥林多的教会。
Because for sake of the church of Corinth.
为着了他为哥林多教会忧伤。
For sake of he feels sad for the Corinthian church.
他的心中也充满了不安。
His sorrow, and he has no peace of mind.
他就离开了特洛亚到马其顿去。
And he left Troas for Macedonia.
但是感谢神。神借着这许多的不安，借着许多事物环境的许许多多的不如意，让保罗能够看见仰望天上的主。
And through all these troubles, that Paul can lift his eyes to heaven and rely on the Lord.
所以这一段我就说到，这是保罗的意象。
And that's why I said it's Paul's vision.
他忽然在这个时候就感谢神。
Suddenly, he started to give thanks to the Lord.
在哥林多后书的里面充满了许多的苦难。
It's full of all kinds of sufferings in the second
Corinthians. 我们可以去算的时候，可能大概有四十种到五十种的。
If you count it well, it will maybe well over 40, 50 kinds of
sufferings. 但是常常的在这苦难的里面，他得着了安慰。
But many times in these.All kinds of sufferings, he was comforted by the Lord.
在苦难的里面，常常他发出他的声音说：“感谢赞美神。”
And many times in such sufferings, he proclaimed his thanksgiving to the Lord.
我们更多的感恩，更多的谢谢我们的神。
Thank the Lord, we'll give more and more thanksgiving to him.
所以他就看见坐在父神右边的基督。
And then he saw Christ who is on the right hand of Father.
他已经得胜。
He has.He is the victor.
他在十字架上已经得胜了仇敌。
He has conquered death on the cross.
他已经从死里复活，他是得胜者。
He has resurrected from the death.
不单单
he is the victor.
他升天坐在父神的右边，他乃是一个得胜者。
He is ascended and seated on the right hand of Father.
他还要再来，要带着千万的圣徒、天军、天使来降临在地上。
And he will come back.Again, with tens of thousands of saints and the armies.
保罗看到这里的时候，他的心中充满了感恩。
In such a vision, Paul's heart was full of grace.
充满了赞美。
Thanksgiving and praise.
所以这三个字的中文三个字的里面是感谢神。
So in Chinese, it says thanks to the Lord.
早上我们罗马书查经的时候，看到第六章十七节。保罗也是忽然说了感谢神。
And actually, this morning when we have Sunday school, we talk about Romans chapter 6. And suddenly Paul said, thank the Lord.
是一个大的一个改变。
Because it's such a dramatic change.
是我的环境都是黑暗的。
And the outward situation is so dark.
但是他确实看到那个天上的光明。
But he saw the light from heaven.
这个元帅得胜，率领着许多的精兵就到行走这一个得胜的一个得胜的行伍队伍。
Because our general, he has conquered everything, and we are all following him.
所以他说，在基督里夸胜。
So this is proclaiming the conquering faith in Christ, and this is triumphal procession in Christ.
保罗在哥林多后书的里面常常说我夸我所夸的。
And in 2 Corinthians, many times Paul mentioned that I boast this and that.
如果是我们仔细去读的时候，一共有29次说我夸口。
And actually, if you read it carefully, it's exactly 29 times he mentioned that.
但是他所夸的不是夸他自己,
but he didn't boast about himself.
不是夸他的自己的智慧和能力,
not about his own wisdom or power.
他所夸的乃是说我只做主夸口。
So he boasted the Lord.
所以第一个我们在基督里夸胜乃是要只做主夸口。
So first is to boast in the Lord.
在哥林多前书第一章31节说我只做主夸口。
And as mentioned in 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 31, I boast in the Lord.
以后到第10章第17节哥林多后书又说
And again, in chapter 10, verse 17.
这是保罗引用耶利米先知的话。
And this is as Paul quoted Jeremiah.
耶利米第9章第23节24节。
As in Jeremiah chapter 9, verse 23 and 24.
耶利米听见神对他说,
Jeremiah heard from the Lord.
他说智慧的人不要因他的智慧夸口。
Let not the wise man boast of his wisdom.
你自己很聪明吗?
You feel you are very smart?
我越来越多的书越觉得没有什么可夸口。And
the more books I read, the more I feel that I don't have much to boast.
他是远视不要因着自己的远力夸口。He
said, let not the strong man boast of his strength.
我们能够觉得自己有力量吗?
Do we feel we are strong?
你有力气，可以一只手可以打很多的人。You
may have the strength that you can beat many with one hand.
但是耶和华说，你不要远视，也不要因着你的远力夸口。He
said the strong man don't boast about their strengths.
第三个，他说财主也不要因着的财物夸口。And
they said let not the rich man boast of his riches.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们都有可夸的。
Brothers and sisters, we all have something to boast.
我想每一个人都有经济的脑筋。
And we all have those financial minds. And we have such kind of mind and wisdom.
但是我们的神说，也不要因着财物夸口。
And our Lord said, "Do not boast of your riches."
夸口乃是要为着因着神而开口。
And let those who boast in the Lord.
他说，我是耶和华，要认识夸口乃是因着他有聪明。But
let him who boasts about this, that he understands and knows me.
他说认识我是耶和华。That
he understands and knows me.
我们一再的真理的里面。 我们看到认识耶和华是智慧的开端。And
we often read from Proverbs that knowing the Lord is the beginning of the wisdom.
要认识我们所相信的神。To
know the Lord that we believe.
他施行慈爱，他在地上施行慈爱、公平和公义。He
executes love and righteousness on earth.
要以此夸口。And
boast this.
我们不但夸以主。 指着主夸口,
and we boast in the Lord, and we boast that we know who He is. He is the Lord.
我们也知道他所为他所行的事情夸口,
and we boast of what He did.
让我们能够在基督里夸胜,
let us have this triumphal procession in the cross.
让我们只做基督夸口,
let us boast in the Lord.
第二个在这里说站着十字架夸胜。And
the second says it's triumphing by the cross.
我们感谢神，保罗深深的了解这个十字架的能力。Thank
the Lord that Paul knows the power of the cross deeply.
在哥罗西第1章第15节。In
Colossians chapter 1 verse 5.
在这里有一句话叫站着十字架夸胜。
And and to triumph in, by the cross.
所以在加拉太书第六章第十四节,
in the Galatians chapter 6 verse 14.
但我断不以别的夸口。
6:14. May I never boast except in the cross of our Lord.
只夸我们的主耶稣基督的十字架。
And I only boast about our Lord and Him crucified.
因这十字架，据我而论， 世界已经定死在十字架上。
And through which the world has been crucified to me, and I to the world.
就世界而论, 我已经与基督同定在十字架上。
And according to this world, I have been crucified with the Lord.
弟兄姊妹, 我们不单是接受主耶稣，他成了我们的救主。
Thanks the Lord. We only accept not only accept Jesus Christ as our Savior.
解决我们罪行的问题。
Will solve our problem of the act of our sin.
让我们可以坦然无惧的、谦意的来到神的面前。
So that we can be justified and come with bold face before the Lord.
十字架主耶稣的宝血不但买赎我们的罪，叫我们称义。
And the Lord's precious blood on the cross not only saved us and deal us and justified us.
十字架仍然 借着圣灵做工在你我的身上，
and through the Holy Spirit, Lord will still continue to work on us.
叫我们脱离了罪的权势，
that will be released from the power of sin.
我想弟兄姊妹，这个好像很简单的话，
it sounds like a simple word.
但是我希望我们做基督徒，我们的生活， 我们都在这十字架的对付之下， 我们能够脱离了罪的权势。
And I hope every Christian that in our daily life will be dealt with the cross, and we can be actually relieved from the power of sin.
不但脱离了罪的捆绑， 我们也脱离了那个律法的捆绑。
And relieved not from just from the bondage of sin, but also the bondage of the Lord.
十字架 那是解决我们罪的问题。
And the cross will deal the problem of sin.
不单是我们所行的、所犯的罪得以赦免。
Not just our deeds, not just the sins that we've committed has been forgiven.
也叫我们这一个人已经被罪污染的人，哪一个罪性也能够得以解决。
But that this one, but let me, this man who has been corrupted by sin, that can be truly saved.
因为他已经得胜,
because he has conquered.
他在十字架得胜,
he has conquered on the cross.
他解决了罪的问题,
he has dealt the problem of sin.
他在十字架死了乃是以死乃是要败坏那掌死权的魔鬼。
His death condemned the devil who holds the power of death.
释放我们因怕死而为奴仆的人。
And relieved us to become slaves because of fear of death.
感谢赞美主。
Thank the Lord.
我不晓得你们读的时候有什么感觉。
Do you have any feelings in your heart when you read this?
当我写的时候，当我再读的时候，
While I was writing this down, when I read this again,
当我早上比较早起来，我都预备好了， 我还有很多的时间就在走来走去。
And this early in the morning, I raised up very early, and I prepared everything, and I walked back and forth. And my heart was filled of joy and thanksgiving to the Lord. I have a great joy and thanks to the Lord.
因着主耶稣在十字架上成就的功劳，
because all he has accomplished on the cross.
因着他在从死里复活，
because he's resurrected from death.
因着他升天坐在父神的右边为你我祷告。
He is rise and seated on the right hand of God and prayed for us.
我感谢神能够在基督里夸胜。
Thank the Lord that we can boast in Christ.
弟兄姊妹，不是我胆大。
Not that I'm a bully.
我可以说幼年到青年，我是一个非常 怕害怕的人。
From my youth, I am a kind of a man, a timid man.
我不但怕死, 我也怕没有饭吃。
I'm afraid of death, I'm afraid of hunger.
但是我今天站在这个地方, 我可以说我在基督里可以夸胜。
But today I stand here, I can boast in Christ.
因为他是得胜的主。
Because he is triumphant God.
弟兄姊妹, 无论遇见任何的情况,
No matter what situation we have,
神给我们的权利可以得胜。
God give us a privilege to victory.
但是不是靠着你我自己的力量而得胜,
but not through our own strength to victory.
我们乃是靠着这位的大君王大元帅, 我们跟从他可以得胜。
But through this great team that we follow.
但是一个条件, 我们要完全的做圣命的精兵。
But we have to be submissive to.
我们做圣命的儿女。
Be a submissive children.
多少的时候我们里面有一个反抗的心,
so many times we have a resistant heart.
多少的时候我们有一个悖逆的心,
so many times we have a heart that's against the Lord. We're not willing to listen to the Lord.
我们不愿意解决我们里面的问题,
we were not willing to solve our internal problems.
我们不愿意深深地能够听神的话,
we do not willing to obey the words of God. Let us be the submissive children and follow the Lord all our lives.
这是我常常给许多的受尽的弟兄姊妹说要一生的跟随主做他的门徒。
That's why I often mention this to the brothers and sisters who are newly baptized. I have so many to speak,
但是时间还有余。
So
我今天刚刚那个上来的时候，我就想着我用50分钟希望能够把它讲完。
When I first came up, I saw that I probably used 50 minutes to cover all these.
但是我知道很多弟兄姊妹说太长。And
I know that many brothers and sisters would say 50 minutes is too long.
所以另外，当我早上就那个走来走去的时候，里面的感动，我就说我也要求弟兄姊妹给我2个钟头。
So when I walked back and forth this morning, I saw it in my heart, I need to request 2 hours. So I know this request won't be granted. So it's my hurry, I must be hurried to the second point. Having the aroma of Christ. I will briefly mention this.
这个香气,
the fragrance, the aroma of Christ. And it mentioned that we have the fragrance as well. And one fragrance is from Christ. And the other fragrance, and it's the fragrance of the Lord. And I know that brothers and co-workers have shared a lot about this fragrance. But I will share what Lord has given me. And this fragrance, first of all, is Lord's name. If we read the Song of Songs,
他说雅各第一章,
Song of Songs chapter 1,
第二节就开始说, 愿你用口与我亲嘴,
it says, may you kiss me,
因为你的爱情比酒更美,
because your love is better than wine.
弟兄姊妹最好背起来,
you better memorize this.
哎呀这真是很多年轻的人, 你要写情书是最好的材料。
Many young men, if you write a love letter, this actually is the best love letter.
但是我们即使老年的夫妻还是一样,
but even the elderly husband and wife, this is the same.
而且我们与神的关系, 与耶稣基督的关系,
this refers to our relationship to God.
主啊,
to Jesus Christ.
愿你用口与我亲嘴,
Lord, may you kiss me.
你的爱情比酒更美,
because your love is better than wine.
你的膏油馨香,
and your perfume is the fragrance of your perfume.
第三个说, 你的名如同倒出来的香膏,
your name is like a perfume poured out.
哎呀, 有没有看到主的名是何等的宝贵?
Have you seen how precious is the name of the Lord?
何等的馨香,
how fragrant is it?
因着他的名，我们得着了救恩。
Because of we have the salvation because of his name. We have this fellowship because of his name. We can come before our Father and worship him because of his name. It's not a small thing that we can come before God. Because this is our powerful, almighty God.
We cannot just,
we must have a clean heart to worship Him.
我们必须来是靠着主耶稣的名。We
must have come by the name of Lord Jesus.
我们有没有经历到当我们敬拜的时候闻到哪一个香气？
Have we experienced that the smell of the fragrance when we worship? Because we worship, we praise in Jesus' name.
有很多的弟兄姊妹说，我闻到那个聚会的时候闻到香气。
And some brothers and sisters, many of them said that they smell this fragrance during the worship.
有很多的弟兄姊妹见证说，你看。
Some testify that they see light on the head of the pastor.
我想我没有关.
I don't think I have such a light.
但是主的名乃是馨香.
But the name of the Lord is fragrant.
因为他的名如同倒出来的香膏，所以众徒你都爱。
Because his name is like the perfume poured out, so that it's a pleasing. And no wonder all the maids love
him.
And this fragrance is because all he has accomplished. And he poured out all the grace on our
hands.
And the second I mentioned, it is the prayer of all sins.
你们同意不同意?
Do you agree?
你说我们祷告好像都没有应验。
You say that so many times our prayer seems hasn't been answered.
这问题祷告可能有问题。
But maybe you have some problem when praying.
我们天天的鼓吹祷告，嗯，从今后也祷告，昼夜的祷告，不断的祷告。
And we often advocate the continual prayer and without ceasing and with same mind. And gradually, some feel that don't feel much good about praying.
我自己经历到,
I have such experience
有一次,
before too.
布道会,
and one time in a gospel meeting,
一个非常属灵很多人敬仰的一个同工,
there's a co-worker who is very famous and many people admire him.
他就说, 冯弟兄我们两个人到后面去读。
He said, Brother Fong, let's come to the back porch and kneel down and pray. And pray that God will give us the unsaved. And prayed about half an hour. And I saw he's never moving again, and no voice. He fell into sleep.
弟兄姊妹，人说去礼拜堂听到是最好的地方。
And some people say that the best time to fall into sleep is go to church and listen to a message. But thank the Lord, today I don't see anyone falling into sleep.
我们的祷告，犹大书第二十节。
Actually, in the book of Judas, verse 20.
我一直记得这一节圣经。
I always remember this verse. This is probably about 20, 30 years ago. And Brother Zhao comes to us and have a message on this. And build yourself up in the true faith.
我一直记得,
I always remember that. He has passed and be with the Lord.
第二句说,
and pray in the Holy Spirit.
第三句话说,
and keep yourself in the love of God.
第四句话说, 乃是仰望,
Look upon the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank the Lord.
我们的祷告, 我们是催眠的祷告, 还是在圣灵里祷告?
And our prayer is a prayer that leads people to sleep or a prayer in spirit.
我相信不会睡觉。
And if we pray in the Holy Spirit, I don't think we're falling asleep.
并且圣灵,罗马书第8章第26节说, 圣灵,当我们软弱的时候,我们不晓得怎样祷告。
And Romans chapter 6 says that when we're weak, and we don't know how to pray. And the Holy Spirit prayed for us with an unspeakable
thought.
The one who searches hearts know the thought of the Spirit. If we are truly before the Lord, even though it don't sound so pretty and so smooth, the Holy Spirit will speak for us about what we truly mean. What a grace. How beautiful. We dwell in the Spirit, and the Spirit dwells in us, and the Spirit pray for us within us.
弟兄姊妹,
I often give thanks because of this.
你晓得我们有多少的恩典, 多少的权利,
you know how many privileges and graces that we possess.
我不是说我们祷告要多长,
I'm not saying that how long we need to pray and how beautiful we should pray. I often learned the lesson from Peter.
当彼得快要掉下水去的时候说,主啊,
when Peter is about to fall into water, he prayed that, Lord, save me.
弟兄姊妹,我每一次遇见危险的时候,不是我的信心刚强,
and many times when I'm in danger, it's not that I have a strong faith.
也不是说我有多少的操练,
and not because I have so much practice.
我每一次 危险的时候,我就记住这一句话说,主啊,
every time in danger, I just pray that, Lord, save me.
圣灵把我这软弱人的祈求达到神的面前,
and the Holy Spirit for me, for this weak man.
我不必多讲, 但是父神知道圣灵的意思,
I don't have to speak too much because Father knows the means of the Spirit.
不看这样的, 坐在父神右边的我们, 为我们死的主耶稣, 他也替我们祷告。
Not only that, our Lord Jesus Christ, who is seated on the right hand of Father, he prayed for us.
所以在罗马书, 保罗写罗马书的时候, 写到第8章,
so when Paul wrote the book of Romans to chapter 8,
他到31节的开始就开始唱一首诗歌。
And in the verse 31st, he started almost like a hymn.
这也是他的意象。
And this is his vision too.
他说谁能抵挡我们?
He said, who can resist us?
因为神帮助我们。
Because it is God who helps us.
谁能够定我们的罪?
Who can condemn us?
因为我们的主耶稣已经为我们死了，也为我们复活了。
Because our Lord Jesus Christ has died for us and resurrected for us.
谁能够? 定我们的罪,
yeah, who can condemn us?
因为有一位的我们的主耶稣基督在父神的右边为我们祷告。
Because we have our Lord Jesus Christ pray for us on the right hand of Father.
其实这是何等的宝贵,
how precious it is.
在我们的内心有圣灵,
we have Holy Spirit dwells in us.
在父神的右边有我们的主耶稣,
on the right hand of Father, we have our Lord Jesus Christ. He prayed us and and bring our prayers to the Father.
We just sing him 545.
This is A.B.
Simpson, 宣道博士所写的诗歌。
It was written by A.B. Simpson.
我实在就觉得结尾的神的仆人太好。
I always think it's so precious we have such a servant of the Lord. And the hymn actually is his true experience.
Have
we ever thought about that our prayer is like a fragrance incense? Like an incense and fragrance and raised to the Lord.
诗篇141篇第二节, 大卫说, 愿我的祷告如同香,
it's like in Psalm 141, David prayed that may my prayer be like a fragrant incense raised before you. It's like a fragrance raised to the Lord. It's a such a pleasing
我们一切的工作都是在圣灵和我们祷告达到圣灵面前。And
all works, this is through the Spirit, and through the Spirit in the Spirit. We cannot do any work just by ourselves to accomplish it.
乃是圣灵在我们的里面为我们祷告。
It should be the Holy Spirit within us prayed for us.
乃是坐在父神的右边为我们祷告达到神的面前。
It should be the Lord Jesus seated on the right hand of Father prayed for us.
我想时间已经到了，我就很快的读两节圣经。我觉得我早上非常的心都充满了喜乐。
My heart was so filled with joy.
因为是何等的美好。 我们祷告能够如香达到神的面前。
How beautiful it is that our prayer can rise like a incense to the Lord.
我们还是要看启示录看两节圣经。
We'll still need to read Revelation.
启示录第五章。
Revelation chapter 5.
第五章第八节。
Verse 8.
我就不解释得很快，这里面非常非常很实在是固守正道的奥秘。第八节说，他既拿了书卷，这就是耶稣羔羊，羔羊拿了书卷，四活物和24位长老就匍匐在羔羊面前。四活物24位长老，可以说是。 天使，众天使，有人说也可以代表教会。
When he has taken it, the four living creatures and 24 elders fell down before the Lamb.
他各拿着琴和盛满了香的君王。Each
one had a harp, and they were holding golden bowls full of incense.
这个琴就代表赞美。And
this harp represents the praising.
这个盛满了香的君王。
And this golden bowl full of incense. Are the prayers of the saints.
我们的祷告实在是成了一个美好的香气。
And our prayer is truly fragrant.
我们的祷告实在是达到父神的面前。
We can truly reach our Heavenly Father.
讲得更清楚。
But it's clearer in chapter 8.
我想保罗所看的异象，给使徒约翰所看的异象一样的。I
believe that Paul's vision and Apostle John's vision is the same.
保罗就用解一段的圣经，以后约翰就特别的把异象很清楚的说出来。I
think Apostle John he speaks of this vision clearer.
那第八章第三节第四节。
Chapter 8, verse 3 and 4.
另有一位天使拿着金香炉,
Another angel who had a golden censer
站在祭坛的旁边,
came and stood at the altar.
有许多香赐给他,
He was given much incense to offer. With the prayers of all the saints on the golden altar before the throne.
第五章, 没有说到, 献到金坛上。
Chapter 5 haven't mentioned the altar.
现在有另外一位天使,
there's another angel.
这个普通的天使与做天使不一样。
It's a special one, different from any other.
哎呀,我早上就说主啊, 就另外天使是谁?
And this morning I prayed that, Lord, who is this other angel?
里面让我看到说,这位就是为我们坐在父神右边的耶稣基督。
And in my heart, I had this revelation that it is the Lord who died and resurrected for us.
And you see it on the right hand. 前面的神的仆人的看见,
and then I ran to the basement seeking some other evidence from other brothers and sisters. So I dare to say that here, this angel is our Lord Jesus.
有许多香赐给他,
there's many incense given to him.
他拿着金香炉,
he holds this gold censer.
And
filled with the prayers of all saints.
这一个祷告要带到这个金台的上面,
and bring it to the golden altar.
让我们的祷告达到父神的宝座的面前,
and come before the throne.
也达到
and come before our Heavenly Father. Yeah, I have to stop here.
弟兄姊妹,
and you can read this again and
again. 和使徒约翰的意象,
match what Paul has said with this vision from Apostle John.
第三个, 我们乃是要在神的面前凭基督讲道。
And certainly to speak before God in Christ.
我想这里, 我就不多讲, 很清楚地在这里说到, 我们不是为利混乱神的道。
And here it says, we don't paddle God's word for profit.
他说, 乃是由于诚实由于神, 在神面前凭着基督讲道,
and we speak before God in Christ.
我们跟随主增长, 我们需要全副的军装,
and when we follow our Lord and we have this good battle, we need the full armor of God. We have read that.
弟兄姊妹,每一个字,每一节都要去仔细的去思考。
We need to read carefully and think about every word.
And we
need to be safe, but also we need to have the victory.
And we
need to have this armory. In the book of Ephesians, it mentioned that it's the sword of the Spirit.
圣灵的宝剑,
the sword of the Spirit.
什么是圣灵的宝剑?
What's the sword of the Spirit?
在希伯来书第四章第二节给我们解答,
in the book of Hebrews, had the answer for us.
它是神的道是活泼的,
and the Lord's word is alive and active.
比一切的利剑更快,
and it's sharper than any sword.
甚至魂与灵, and 骨血与骨髓,
even our spirit and soul is our bone and marrow will be separated.
都能破开,
can be separated.
连心中的意念和主意都能辨明,
and even our thoughts and attitudes of the heart.
什么是最好的传福音的一个利器?
What's the best weapon to spread the gospel?
保罗说灵义的兵器,
and Paul said that it's a weapon of the righteousness. And in the right and in the left.
在任何的情况当中,
in any situation,
我们都可以使用,
we can use that.
乃是圣灵的宝剑。
It is the sword of the Holy Spirit. It's the word of God.
弟兄姊妹不要轻忽神的话。
Brothers and sisters, do not think light of the word of God. Many times we are willing to listen to many stories or jokes. But we neglected the words from God. What a pity for such kind of church. And how weak our spiritual life will be. All because we neglected the words of God. We think that people wouldn't like the words of God on the Bible.
圣经乃是智慧的智慧,
and the Bible is the wisdom of the wisdom.
乃是利剑的利剑,
and it's a sword of the sword.
我们若是发现我们自己有问题的时候,
if we ever find we have a
回到神的面前,
problem, back to,
求圣灵帮助我们,
come back to God. And pray Holy Spirit to help us through the word of God. Not only conquer the devil, and we'll conquer ourselves. And we'll solve many issues in our families and in our churches. Let us bow our head and pray. Dear Lord, we thank you. You not only died and resurrected for us, and you give us your precious word. Lord, help us come back to your words. Help us back to your spirit. Back to Christ. Back to the words of the Scripture.
好让我们已经得着了生命灵这一章经,
so that we can grow, even though we have this great life.
能够做一个得胜的基督徒,
that we can be a victorious Christian. So that your name can be glorified. So that your fragrance will be spread out through us.
做感动的工作,
please move us.
主啊, 做遮蔽的工作,
and blame us.
也做安慰的工作,
and comfort us.
也做教导的工作,
and teach us.
奉靠主耶稣基督的名求的,
in Jesus' name.
Amen.